JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. The Melbourne Storm are absolutely flying, and we've got one of our absolute favourites on the show, Brandon the Hectic Cheese Smith.
Our next guest is a cult hero and a superstar of the Melbourne Storm.
Brandon Smith. Oh, then he does a 360. Pimps, he is back. Oh, yes. Brandon Smith has created a try out of nothing.
Before the Storm take on the Raiders tomorrow night, please welcome the Hectic Cheese, Brandon Smith.
17 in a row, Fat.
17 in a row. The record is 19, Jim.
Unbelievable performance from the Storm, especially given they haven't played in Melbourne since April.
Well, since 5 years ago.
Incredible performance. And Brandon, our man, the Hectic Cheese Smith, joins us. Hectic, welcome.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's good to be on.
What are you doing today? Because last time we spoke to you, you're doing a jock ad.
Jock ad this time, but I'm just laying on my bed at the moment. We just finished captain's run and I've got nothing else to do.
How is it going? Seriously, you've been based on the Sunshine Coast now for 3 months pretty much, or maybe even a little bit longer. Have you had enough? Is it all going all right? What's happening?
For me, it's all good. Like, you just roll with the punches, really. Like, you can't really do anything about it. You can't pack up your bags and leave, so you're not going to get paid, are we? So you just go with it. And Sunshine Coast isn't too bad. We're staying up in Peppers and Noosa, and
nice.
It's a real nice place. I don't want to brag too much, but you can't really be too upset.
Hey, what about on the weekend? You copped a bit for milking a penalty. You went down with that very bad injury when he was down, and then the cameras got in there. You had a little smile, then you realise the cameras are on you, and you went back to a grimace.
Yeah, I know, it wasn't very sportsmanlike of me, but it was a tight game. Come on, guys.
Actually, always tight against Manly, isn't it?
Yeah, they always like to turn up against us. Obviously, the rivalry with the Battle of Brooklyn on Brookie still exists, and it was good to get the win, especially, against the opposition like them with Turbo flying. So. Yeah. And obviously to keep our winning record going.
Hey, Hectic, it must be really annoying, the competition, because Storm keep winning.
Yes.
And in the eastern states, especially Sydney, they cannot stand it.
Jealous.
Jealous they are.
Yeah, I guess that's how it's always going to be. No one really wants a Victorian team to go too well, but that's what we like doing. We like to prove everyone wrong, and everyone's saying we're slowing down at the moment, so hopefully we can go out there tomorrow and show them that we're still here and firing.
Tell you what, the Storm has signed some big contracts recently. Pappenhausen now has signed up. Craig Bellamy has signed up. What about the Hectic Cheese?
Yeah, we're still going through some paperwork at the moment, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm reading here.
Yes,
I'm quote. Quotes from Ryan Pappenhausen saying, obviously with Dale Finucane moving on at the end of the year, it would be a massive signing if we could get the Cheese.
Ooh.
I know Belza and Cheese have a pretty good relationship. So that's what one of your own teammates has said. And Cheese, I don't know if you heard this because you're based up there on the Sunshine Coast.
How is his relationship with Bellamy?
What would you say?
Yeah.
It's definitely a love-hate relationship.
Well,
I think I love him, and I think he hates me.
It's interesting you say that, Cheese, because we had Bellamy on how long ago, Bill?
It was only 1 week ago.
A week ago. And this is what we put to him when he was on the air with us. Have a listen. Hey, Craig, as we let you go, we have Brandon the Hectic Cheese Smith on regularly.
He's not right.
We think there's something fundamentally wrong with him. How do you go coaching him?
No, I'm a bit ahead of you. I'm sure he's got something.
Jeez.
He's sure.
Are you guys sweet or?
What about that?
I'm definitely not well in the head myself. I know that. I'm not an idiot. I've played rugby league since I was 3. I've copped a lot of head knocks. So there's a couple of screws loose there, but Bellamy can go and get stuffed.
That's what we like, Chief.
Oh, I like it.
We love that prank. That was a while ago when you put the bricks or the stones in his bag and he picked it up, Jim. It was the heaviest bag.
Couldn't lift it.
Couldn't work out what was going on. Did he say anything to you about that?
No, he just asked me what room I was so he could throw the rocks from your window. I told him I was staying in Jesse Bromwich's room, so that that bucket him up a little bit.
He loves you, mate, and for very good reason. Yeah, tell us about the Raiders. 9 wins, so they're a fair way back. What about what can you expect from them?
Well, Raiders are another team like Manly that they sort of love to turn up against us, and you know, they love to disrupt us and just make it make the game a dogfight. Last time we played them, they went up 10-0 in the first 5 minutes. So expect them to come out hard. And yeah, they've been playing pretty well. They lost last week, but they've been playing pretty well and being nice and aggressive. So I'm expecting that not to change. So looking forward to it, though.
Mm. I tell you, Gunner, right? The Titans, Jim, the Gold Coast Titans. No side really goes well on the Gold Coast, as we know. No. But they're in the eight now. They're going all right, aren't they, Cheesy?
Yeah, they had a good win last week. So we'll look forward to playing them in a couple of weeks. I'm not sure whether Bells will be resting any of the players or not. Just keep us nice and fresh. But I hope I get to play next week as well.
Do you watch a lot of rugby, other than obviously you play? Do you sit down and watch a lot on Saturdays and Sundays?
Since I've been in lockdown, yes. Oh. Pretty much watch every game because there's absolutely nothing I have to do.
What else do you do?
Oh, I read.
What do you read, as a matter of interest, Chief?
Oh, my phone.
Hey, have you read a book?
Yeah.
What?
Harry McCleary, maybe.
Harry McCleary.
From Donaldson's Dairy.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, there's not much I do, mate, but I've been getting into the crosswords with Chris Lewis and Tom Eisenhuth lately. They're a bit of geniuses, and yeah, I go over to their room and we just do crosswords. It doesn't sound too entertaining.
Sitting around doing crosswords.
Imagine those three doing crosswords. How long does it take for you to finish one?
A week.
Oh, mate, Chris Lewis is a genius. Like he's a history / English teacher. So, yeah, we get them done every night. We get a full crossword done every night.
Oh, I love it.
Something, a little bit of knowledge for you. Chris Lewis is a genius.
Oh, well, yeah, there we go.
Right. Off the field, not on the field, though.
That's often the case.
His relationship with Bells is even tighter than mine. Them two, I don't know what's going on there. Ooh, them two are lovers.
So Bellamy can get stuffed and he's got a lover.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, well. Hey, Cheese, good luck, mate. We're loving the journey. Yeah. The Storm absolutely is
flying.
Ryan here said flying. Mm. No, 17 straight. It's golden. Keep it going.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. I hope we can.
On your brand.
And the Storm take on the Raiders 7:50 p.m. on Thursday night, tomorrow night, Sunshine Coast Stadium.
Beautiful.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.